Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world, even though there are toxic chemicals in everyday consumer products and in the environment and in the air we breathe and the food we eat. And it seems like every day we turn on the news and find out about yet another toxic chemical. There are some places in the world where there are not toxic chemicals, and there are a lot of things that we can do to remove them from our homes and from our bodies and be happy and well and productive and do whatever we want to do with our lives. So today is Thursday, June 27th, 2013, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, and we're not having a thunderstorm. But I think we will later. Yesterday, oh my God, we had a thunderstorm. I think this is actually one of the most extreme weather places in the world. And we had a thunderstorm yesterday that I was in the middle of it, and the wind was blowing so hard that the rain was horizontal, and I was driving and I couldn't see 2 inches in front of me. The rain was really coming down, and we've even had this week some tornadoes and water spouts. So it's been a lively week for weather in Clearwater, Florida. Today we're going to talk about how to choose and find a holistic vet for your pet. And my cats must know that's what we're talking about today, because they're romping all around and making a lot of noise in the background. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but they're here right with us. I got kittens a couple of months ago, and now they've already turned into cats. But before I introduce my guest, I want to just talk for a moment about sweat. Now, this is the hottest time of the year, or I should say the sun is at its peak, and it's hot. It might not be the hottest, but what happens when we're out in the heat is we sweat. And it's a natural thing for our bodies to do to remove waste. Sweat does two things. It removes waste and it cools your body off. And in pre-industrial times, our bodies went through this natural cycle of not sweating in the winter and then sweating in the summer. So it was like having your body is like giving itself its own sauna. And nowadays what we do is that we wear antiperspirants and go sit in air-conditioned buildings. And so our bodies don't have the opportunity to do that seasonal sweat. And so then we need to go sit in a sauna or a steam room. But it's absolutely free to go outside and sweat. So I want to encourage all of you to become accustomed to being a little warmer than maybe you're comfortable with and get your body sweating. Have a little moderate exercise so that you get hot, and make sure that you drink some pure water and take a little full spectrum salt to replace the liquids and the minerals that get lost in the sweat. This is an ideal time to gently be removing toxic chemicals from your body by a very natural process. And if you want to read more about that, you can go to my website, toxicfreenutrition.com, and there's a blog post that I just put up there today, and you can read more about it. So my guest today is Linda Ferguson, and she is the managing director of Vet Locator, an online directory of more than 40,000 veterinary and pet healthcare professionals, including emergency, holistic, which is what we're interested in, and house call specialty directories. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Deborah. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. Tell us how you got interested in making, of all things, a pet directory, and why holistic?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was raised by a mother who embraced health foods and healthy living early on. And in our household, we had a lot of animals. So I experienced eating health foods, doing regular cleanses, and sharing that experience with our animals. Then as I grew up, I got interested in the internet. I married someone who was a programmer, and we put together a website for veterinarians when we moved to a new area and discovered that there was no easy way to find a holistic vet. So vetlocator.com is a directory. It has literally, it actually has over 67,000 different veterinarians.
Wow.
But a lot of them, there will be two or more to a practice.
Mm-hmm.
And we divided those into specialties so it would make it easy for a pet owner to find just what they were looking for, because when I looked, it's been over 12 years now, I couldn't find what I was looking for.
I think that's the way a lot of people get started doing what they're doing. I started doing what I was doing because there was no place for me to find non-toxic products. So, and today, I think I am the leading directory of non-toxic products. If you want to find something non-toxic, I'm the person to come to. Not that nobody else is doing it, but I think that I have more than anybody else. And I think you have more than anybody else, too. If somebody's looking for a holistic vet in their area, they're likely to find it on your website.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are different sites that have holistic vets, and there's an association of holistic vets. Sometimes going to different sites, you'll find that it's either hard to find exactly what you're looking for, or in the case of Google and keywords, they're usually location specific, but you don't get the variety that you might want when you're looking for a specialty, which is you want everything. You want everything and everyone that's around you wherever you're sitting. So I've used your site before, and I have to say one of the things that most impressed me about it was how aesthetic it is and how easy it was for me to find things.
Oh, thank you.
And I've used other sites to look for holistic things for pet owners. One of the unique features about our website is if we don't have an answer for a pet owner, well, actually, one of our team members will try and find that answer. Because I know how important it is as a pet owner when you're stuck trying to figure out exactly what to do with an ill animal who may not be able to communicate to you well and
yes.
You need help now, where do you turn? So we try and have an answer. If we don't have an answer, we'll try and help you get that answer, which is find a professional that fits your needs.
I do that too. That's why I have my Green Living Q&A so that people can write in and people can call me for a consultation. But even people who don't want to pay for a consultation or can't afford it, they can still write into my Q&A and get answers about all kinds of things, including pets, actually. Linda, do you have pets?
I do. I happen to have two cats. There are office cats. And I think it's, you know how sometimes in the way of the universe, you get something that is life teaching for you.
Yes.
So we have two cats that are part of our office, and it's a brother and sister that look nothing alike. They're rescues. The sister is the runt of the litter. And so even though I have great experience helping other pet owners with pet issues, I've always had extremely healthy animals until now.
Mm-hmm.
And so my approach to healthcare has always been a very simple one, which is if at all possible, don't go to a doctor. Most things can be handled by diet, exercise, you know, staying away mm-hmm. from toxins mm-hmm. and a lot of liquids. And it left me a little less sensitive to people who really arrived with problems. So the cats, I have two cats. One's healthy, big, does great, and the little one has an immune deficiency.
Mm.
And so she's extremely sensitive to fleas or anything that bites her, and she'll get a histamine reaction that just drives her insane.
Well, you can tell us more about that after the break. We're talking with Linda Ferguson. She's the managing director of Vet Locator at vetlocator.com. And after we come back, she's going to tell us more about the different resources that Vet Locator has to offer, as well as what's going on with her cat. And we'll probably talk about my kittens, too. I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic-Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here with Linda Ferguson, who's the managing director of VetLocator.com. And in order to give you full disclosure, Linda and I actually both live in Clearwater, Florida, and we're friends. We know each other, and during the break, we were talking about Linda going for a walk on the beach this morning and how beautiful that was. And Linda, why don't you tell everybody about what you saw this morning, and then I want to say something about that.
All right. We had dramatic storms yesterday, which Deborah alluded to. And our sky would go from blue sky, maybe a few scattered clouds, to a raging thunderstorm, black with tornado warnings within literally 10 minutes or something.
Yeah.
So this morning, after all that drama, it was very nice and cool. At this time of year in Florida, it's usually really hot, over 80 degrees, 80 to 85 degrees when you first wake up. I went to the beach with my husband this morning, and it was very cool out because of the storm, and it was beautiful, and we saw just a few feet offshore pods of dolphins. There are lots of new babies, and they were jumping and frolicking, literally clearing the water, which is unusual. And a lot of birds. And it's the time of year when sea turtles come in from the Gulf and they nest. And so there are areas that get roped off so nobody disturbs the nest. So it was just a stroll in cool air with lots of frolicking birds and dolphins and fish jumping out of the water and sea turtle nests dotting the sand for an incredibly beautiful morning stroll.
That sounds so wonderful, and I know the beach. I go walk on the same beach that Linda walks on, and so I can imagine everything that she's saying, and I've seen the dolphins, and it's wonderful to live in a place where dolphins are just jumping out of the water when you go to the beach. It's not something that I ever saw in California, so Florida is its own interesting paradise. But what I was thinking when she was talking to me about that is that, you know, we have our pets, animals that are domesticated animals, and that, but we also have our own relationships with
the environment, the wild animals, and that we may not feed them and they may not come purr in our hands, but like my cats do. But we have a responsibility for them. In the same way as we have a responsibility for our pets, in that we have a responsibility that they have a good, healthy environment and that they can live and grow and flourish and be happy and healthy, just like anything else. When we use toxic chemicals in our homes, they go into the environment and they cause damage to the animals in the environment. I was just... a couple of days ago, I was talking about that they measured levels of lead in songbirds and found that there were dangerously high levels of lead in songbirds that were picking it up from a lead mine. You know, it's just, there's many things you can look up on the internet about animals being affected by toxic chemicals in the environment, not the least of which is Silent Spring by Rachel Carson, where she talked about the death of songbirds from pesticide exposure. So, Linda, tell us the difference between holistic and traditional vets.
Holistic and traditional, well, traditional veterinary care is the same as traditional medical care, where the veterinarian has been trained in the protocol that involves use of a lot of drugs and vaccinations and so on, as well as how to fix and set bones and other things. If the veterinarian is a surgeon, then how to perform surgery and so on. And it really does pattern and align itself to the choices that we have for our own health. All the way down to traditional vets very often do not get along with holistic vets. They just
in the same way that doctors don't get along with alternative doctors.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
But what I've seen over time, one of the features on our site is called Ask a Pet Pro, and it allows pet owners to do like your Q&A. They'll ask a question, and I used to have regular vets answering questions. And some would be very free with their advice, and others would say, you know, you're going to get sued if you give any advice to a pet owner. They'll just come back and see you if it doesn't work out. So, you know, I saw that and thought, okay, that's pretty interesting. But if a holistic vet would give advice and a regular vet saw that advice, it started this controversy. And I learned early on, our website deals with both sides, and there are a lot more traditional veterinarians than there are holistic vets. And the training can be different. So what I did was I always just take that non-controversial point. And over time, I found that there is a way that both those things exist together, and that many traditional veterinarians were bringing holistic or complementary veterinary yeah. care into their office because it has a place. And it actually fits
I think
well.
That it does. I think it does. And I've seen that. I've been in this field for more than 30 years and also dealing with my own healthcare, that I've seen over time from the point where complementary healthcare was just considered just something that an MD wouldn't touch, to now there being much more integration. I have an MD who tells me to take vitamins before he'll give me a drug. And I think that that wasn't the case not too long ago. So there was something I wanted to ask you, and now I've forgotten what it is, but I'm sure I'll remember.
I do have something to say, if that's
sure,
helpful.
Sure, go ahead.
I started talking about two cats and
yes.
the way your animals teach us lessons. We just need to listen to them. So the youngest cat has an immune deficiency.
And now we have to go to break again. Okay, I promise, Linda, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about your two cats. And I won't talk about anything else until we talk about your two cats. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. And my guest today is Linda Ferguson, Managing Director of VetLocator.com, where you can find a holistic vet near you.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad, and my guest today is my friend Linda Ferguson, Managing Director of VetLocator.com, where you can find holistic vets. And Linda, I have promised Linda that she can tell us about her two cats.
Well, I'm just going to finish this story on the two cats. My youngest cat has an immune deficiency. She was born with it, being the runt. And what I learned, the lesson that I learned from owning this particular cat, is that pet owners who have a challenged animal, an animal that has a health issue, have choices. Their choices can be all drug, all natural, or a combination of both. I've always leaned toward all natural, as I said before, but in this instance, it did not help this cat, and she suffered. The alternative was all drug, which is primarily prednisone and other things that handle histamines, and that I knew would shorten her life. So what I opted to do was a blend. Now, for this particular cat, and for all animals, you also have the choice of keeping them indoors 100% of the time, which just limits their exposure to things that might trigger problems, keeping them outdoors 100% of the time, which exposes them to a lot, or a blend of in and out. I tried keeping her indoors, and she spiritually started to die. She started to waste away, not because she wasn't receiving adequate care, but because her soul needed to be outside.
I agree.
Yes, it was just remarkable. She was skin and bones and was losing fur. And then I let her go in and out. She immediately put on weight. She started itching more. Her fur grew back quickly because she was in her natural environment. And mm-hmm. what I need to do today is blend drugs, which I keep that at a minimum because drugs typically will shorten your animal's life when they depend on them, but they can suffer too much otherwise. And I keep pests off of her by dusting her with diatomaceous earth, which mm-hmm. she will lick off. It keeps the fleas off. I have to do it every couple days, and she looks like Pigpen, I call her, because she's dusty. But then that as a solution also is very good for internal and intestinal parasites mm-hmm. as well. And so she's doing well. She's doing very, very well. So it's a good thing.
That I also use diatomaceous earth on my cats. We got these two kittens, they actually had a little bit of a flea problem, but I put on the diatomaceous earth and it cleared right up. They aren't scratching or itching or no fleas around. And it works very, very well. I remember what I wanted to say. Now I want to say two things. I want to say about six things. I wanted to comment that, let's do this. The other day I had a guest on, Nathaniel Johnson, where we were talking about his book, All Natural, which the conversation was about the difference between the industrial viewpoint of doing things versus the all natural viewpoint. And our whole hour was devoted to that. And I think that we live in a time where we want to be all natural, but even if we wanted to do it 100%, we often can't for two reasons. One is that we're tied to the industrial complex, most of us, in order to get things like food and water, although we could go off the grid, and I mean there's ways to do it. But if you want to have things like the internet and the life that we have now, movies and cars and things, then that's an industrial life, and you can't do it 100%. But there are many, many things that we can do to be moving in the direction of being more natural. And it's really important that we do that because our bodies really are of nature. And I think that pets, even more so, they're animals. They're not thinking in the same way that we're thinking as human beings. And they need those cues from nature, that they get excited. The cats get excited by seeing the birds or the lizards or the grasshoppers. It's like they belong with them. And I think that animals need to have a natural environment. They need to be able to go in and out. That's my viewpoint. But I also think that that there's a problem today with, and this goes to the holistic vets, there's a problem today with animals getting illnesses that they didn't used to get, that are human illnesses, mm-hmm. like cancer and thyroid problems and things like that. And I think it's because of the toxic chemical exposure that we see. I don't think that there's been a lot of studies done. I know that there's one book that used to be in print, but I don't think is any longer. But I don't think there's a lot of studies on what are the effects of toxic chemicals in the home on household pets. Mm. There's studies on how household toxics will affect humans, but not pets. And pets are much, much smaller. We get into this when we're talking about children and their exposures to household toxics versus adults, in that their bodies are smaller, so the concentration of the amount of toxic chemicals and compared to the ratio of their body size is much, much greater than an adult would have. And if you compare the size of an adult human body with the size of, say, a cat, it's just so many times I can't even calculate it, how much more they're getting in relation to their body size. So if for no other reason, people who love their pets should have a non-toxic home.
I agree with you. There are a lot of regulations that require a pet owner to apply toxins and poisons to their pets.
What kind of regulations? Tell us about that.
Vaccinations in the immune system. So in most city living areas where there are cities, you'll find that there are requirements that you have your pet vaccinated for a particular stretch of time, and those vaccinations are toxic to your animal. And most animals will build up a level of vaccine in their system that doesn't disperse. It just continues to build up.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that pet owners do is they do what I think the term is titer or teeter, but it's drawing blood to mm-hmm. see what the levels of vaccine are as to whether they need a new one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're here with Linda Ferguson, Managing Director of VetLocator.com, and we're talking about toxic chemical exposures that affect your pet and finding a holistic vet, and we'll talk more on these subjects when we come back. Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Linda Ferguson, Managing Director of VetLocator.com, where you can find a holistic vet, ask a question, and get connected with the right professional. Linda, in the last segment, we were talking about your choices with your cats about being part drug and part natural. And I just want to, before we go on with another subject, I want to second that. And I, for me personally, as a human body, I am always looking to be as natural as possible, and also with my pets. I think that's the right thing to do because that's our nature, our bodies come from nature. But there are, we also live in an industrial world, and that there are illnesses that our bodies have that are industrial. And I think sometimes I've found it necessary in my own life or with my pets to where the natural thing doesn't work. And sometimes the natural thing doesn't work. And it's not because nature fails, in my opinion. It's because we're being exposed to all these toxic chemicals that are out of the realm of nature. And we can't always use natural things to handle the problem. So I just want to say that I'm totally in agreement with you that if there comes a time where it's a life-saving thing, or not even waiting till there's a question about it being life-saving, there may come a time when we're very grateful that those things are there, but that we don't want to take the risks of using them unless it's absolutely necessary. So Linda, tell us some of the services that a holistic vet would offer.
Here's a list of things that you can search by on our website. You can search by acupuncture, aromatherapy, chiropractic, Bach flower essences, gold bead implants, herbal treatments, straight holistic, just a generalized term, homeopathy, hydrotherapy, massage therapy, NAET allergy treatment, which is a very extensive treatment using the allergen to cause someone to not be so allergic by a gradient approach. Oxygen therapy, physical therapy, prolotherapy, reflexology, Reiki, T-touch or therapeutic touch, and then holistic pet workshops so that the owners learn how to apply some of the treatments to their pets. As well as a pet communicator, you can locate a pet communicator on our website.
Like a horse whisperer.
Like a horse whisperer, yes.
Yes, yes. Well, I think you probably communicate with your pets really well.
I do.
I do too. Yeah, and my cats... You know, I've had, cats are my pets. I've never had a pet that wasn't a cat. But I noticed in the past that that there are certain ways that my cats would communicate with me. Like if they wanted food, they'd kind of herd me over to the food bowl. But mm-hmm. these cats that I have now, they communicate with me with pictures. And so all of a sudden, I'll get a picture in my mind that, oh, I better go feed them. And I think that's pretty cool. I like that.
That's interesting.
Or I'll just get an idea. Or like there was one night, we have a cat door so they can go in and out. And there was one night that one cat was inside and the other cat was still outside. And this one inside just came and got me and brought me over to the cat door. And she was just really like broadcasting to me, you need to find the other cat. And it was very interesting to see how clearly I could get that intuitive message from her. Okay, so what are the most popular treatments?
You know, it's a blend. But I wanted to bring up something here because sure. My experience in working with pet owners, and a lot of times a pet owner will say, who do you recommend? And just like working with a doctor, the very first thing that a pet owner needs to find is someone who has similar beliefs as they do and yet knows a lot more.
I love that. Well, that would apply to choosing a practitioner as a human too.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's challenging. And, you know, I have an interesting story again about the same cat, the same poor little cat that I have. A friend was watching her. She got out over the holidays when we were gone and both the cats got out. Someone took the brother and adopted him out right away. And someone different turned the little one into the pound. And so we got both the cats back, but she was so traumatized that she immediately got very ill. It was still the holiday season and it was over the weekend. She started sneezing and wouldn't eat. And I couldn't find a regular vet that was open, but I did find one that was a homeopathist.
Uh-huh.
I've never used that as a treatment, but I knew that this cat would die if she didn't receive treatment. And so in she went, and the practitioner was formerly a veterinarian who chose to go a holistic route and voluntarily gave up his license to practice traditional veterinary medicine.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. He tended to be a somewhat of an angry man, person to person, but person to animal, he was incredible. And I could tell the energy that he gave to my cat saved her life. She had to take drops and do a variety of things, but she almost immediately responded to the treatment. And my observation was that he was certain he could save her life.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was certain, I was certain it would work as well. And because of both of our certainties, the cat responded in that same way. The end shot was she's still alive and doing very well today. I have a huge respect for people who learn that it's a challenging thing. Homeopathy is unlike anything I've experienced before. And it definitely has a very good place for people who want to try it to see if it works. It's an interesting technology, an interesting application that I don't use it that often, but when I need it, I'm glad it's there.
Yeah, I had some homeopathy done on my own body, and it is a very interesting thing. I used to live in Marin County, California, so I think I've tried all the natural remedies, the alternative remedies that exist in Marin County, California. So I think I've experienced them all.
I'm about to make a trip out there, so that I like that area a lot.
So you mentioned some treatments that I'm not familiar with in that list that you gave us earlier, gold bead implants.
Yeah, again, it just depends on the pet owner's belief and who they're working with. It's one of the treatments that they may be offered. It's not something that I have a whole lot of familiarity with, but I think like acupuncture and putting certain metals that create an energy around a certain area of a pet's body is what that is. But to be certain, I'm not 100% certain what it is. I know that a number of our practitioners have offered it, and they're the ones that are swinging very far to the left of alternatives.
Yeah, Yeah, well, I think that there's a lot of different practices out there, that all of which can be appropriate at the right time for the right person and the right pet. It's just a matter of making your choice and getting a good match. Wouldn't you agree?
I would absolutely agree. I wanted to really just validate you for your work with toxins.
Thank you. Because
I think what a lot of people miss is that if you start out in a very toxic laden environment, if you surround yourself with things that are toxic to you, to your pets, to, you know, the space that you're in, you start out already having to solve problems to health or potential problems. Maybe they don't affect you directly, but as in the case of me inheriting a very fragile pet, it affects the pet and it can affect your children. And if you would just take steps in your life to eliminate those things, you're already so far ahead of the curve that should you become challenged later, it's a lot easier to fix the problem.
Yes, it is. It is. It's like, why get up every morning and have your life start by battling toxic chemicals when it's so easy to remove them? We're almost to the end of our hour together. I so appreciate you having been here, Linda. I want to just close by saying that I talk a lot about humans taking liquid zeolite as an easy way to remove toxic chemicals from your body. And I want people to know that pets also can take liquid zeolite. You can just put it in their water bowl, a few drops, and it will remove toxic chemicals from their bodies too. And since they're exposed to even more than we are, that's something that I think is a good thing to do. So you can just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, look for the magnet and click there, and I'll tell you all about using zeolite. And I think that that's about all the time we have today. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks, Linda.